For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Another Democrat has thrown his hat into the ring for president in 2020. Julian Castro made his announcement today in San Antonio.
When my grandmother got here almost 100 years ago, I'm sure that she never could have imagined that just two generations later, one of her grandsons would be serving as a member of the United States Congress, and the other would be standing with you here today to say these words. I am a candidate for President of the United States of America.
Castro, a former Obama cabinet member, follows Democratic U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren in launching of their campaigns. And Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is running for president in 2020. The Democrat and Iraq war veteran tells CNN's Van Jones in an interview that a formal announcement of her candidacy will come shortly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
The government shutdown is in its 22nd day, making it the longest closure in U.S. history. Congressman Scott Peters, who delivered the Democratic weekly address, says the president's posturing is all an effort to satisfy his base.
The one truth the president did state is that there is a crisis at the border, and there is a humanitarian crisis. It's created by him. It's a crisis when the president threatens to shut down the nation's legal immigration and asylum process over a border wall that's just really a campaign gimmick.
President Donald Trump unleashed a tweet storm this morning after learning from the New York Times that the FBI reportedly had him investigated after he fired former FBI Director James Comey, looking carefully at whether or not he was a Russian agent. Trump tweeted, quote, "Wow, just learned in the failing New York Times that the corrupt former leaders of the FBI, almost all fired or forced to leave the agency for some very bad reasons, opened up an investigation on me for no reason and with no proof after I fired Lion James Comey, a total sleaze." Unquote. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A Texas couple has been found guilty of forcing a young West African girl to labor in their home for 16 years. John Clemens reports.
Muhammad Torrey and his wife Denise each face a maximum sentence of 20 years with an additional 10 years for conspiracy to commit alien harboring. U.S. Attorney Neely Cox said, "Our district is passionate about combating forced labor and expressed gratitude that they were able to obtain a measure of justice for this young woman from Guinea. The defendants, who called the girl dog, slave, worthless, and an idiot, would often beat her with an electrical cord."
As Transportation Security Administration screeners refuse to work without pay during the government shutdown, Miami International Airport will temporarily close off a terminal to accommodate fewer staff. Airport spokesman Greg Chin told media outlets the security checkpoints in Terminal G are being closed after 1 p.m. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Terminal G is one of the airport's six terminals. Today's parade honoring the Clemson Tigers National Championship included players, coaches, administrators, the Tiger Band, cheerleaders, and more. Once arriving at Memorial Stadium, the celebration continued. The team's front four are all off to the NFL. All-American defensive end Cleland Furrell.
I'm going to miss the people that fill this stadium up and had it rocking on Saturdays. I'm not going to miss just winning the championship. I'm going to miss the people that I won it with.
The Clemson Tiger beat number one ranked Alabama 44-16 on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.